Youth Day events are officially underway in Madrid, Spain. Chris Altieri reports.
Pilgrims are spending the morning registering with organizers and collecting their pilgrim kits, while throughout the day the parish's oratories and institutes of the diocese are hosting catecheses and devotional prayer ahead of Mass at 8 this evening in Cibeles Square.
Well, first of all, a big part of the evangelization is the fact that I'm studying to be a priest.
Anthony Palumbo is a young man from Brooklyn, New York, and a seminarian with the Archdiocese of Washington. He began traveling with a group of 100 pilgrims to World Youth Day by way of London last week and spoke with Tracy McClure about the experience.
Many people, I'll be on the train and someone will ask me what I do for a living, and to say that I study for a priest, I get many strange looks. And this alone is an announcement that people ask, but so you're not going to get married, so you're going to stay single the rest of your life. And people see me and it puts a very big, they really wonder. And this alone is an announcement, that God exists, that this is true, that there's something more than just what this world offers, but that God is offering us a joy that goes beyond marriage, that goes beyond anything, all the pleasures of this world, that God is offering something better. And when people see someone that's studying for it, this alone is an announcement. And here it's easy, moving with a group of 100 youth, all happy, all singing and dancing and all the events of life, all the sufferings of life. When people see what we go through and see how we handle it differently, because we have God as our support, that he's our helper, that he's father of the orphans, that he's defender of the widows.
Pope Benedict XVI is scheduled to arrive on the 18th of August and preside over the climactic events of World Youth Day, including the solemn Mass concluding World Youth Day Madrid 2011 on Sunday the 21st. I'm Chris Altieri.